Hey, Sophie. Okay, so a couple questions here. So this was definitely a quick course, two laps of roughly, you know, total 1.3K, but fast conditions and icy conditions. How did this course ski for you, and what was your strategy?
Well, it was definitely a crazy course, and watching the quarterfinals, like, I think our first quarterfinal was one of the only ones without a crash in it. But that, especially that lapping corner, people ski it all different ways, and I think some are less intelligent ways to ski it than others, but like some people will just kind of beeline it straight into the group of skiers, and that's for sure going to cause a crash, but you can't really control what other people are going to do. And so, yeah, I think I was very aware of the fact that a lot of people were going down on that corner, and I just tried to pick a line that gave me a little room, and so I wouldn't get pinched too much, and just sort of really be watching people on that corner, because you can kind of sense if they're going to go down maybe right before they do. But the other way to avoid that is to be leading or be in first or second, which I could do in my quarter. But I, in my semi and my final, I was more in the middle of the pack. So I think it's just like kind of staying on your toes and being very aware of the fact that anyone could crash at any time. And if you're not in the front, you need to be ready to dodge something like that.
You grew up on the East Coast, and occasionally during the winters, you can have less than ideal snow conditions. So I'm assuming you've had plenty of experience skiing on ice and kind of navigating some dicey conditions when, you know, the surface isn't great.
Yeah, ice doesn't really bother me at all. And it was, yeah, it was definitely hard this morning. There were a bunch of rocks in there, and then it would get kind of a little sugary layer on top, and that doesn't really bother me. I think it's important to, rather than just picking whatever ski feels fastest, pick a ski you can stand on in those conditions, because if you can't balance, then it doesn't matter how fast your ski is. But it was a little crazy because the lap was so short this year, and there was that hill that they call Mount Dresden, and then on the other side they put in some rollers, and so it was a little tricky to like find your groove, and there wasn't really much space out there to glide because there was always some sort of obstacle, and so that took a little getting used to. I think you like being patient and calm paid off, but it didn't really feel like you were going fast, but as soon as you get frantic, then I think you're going slower. So it was, yeah, it was just a very different kind of course, even to how it's been here in years past.
Can you talk a little bit about ski selection on a day like today, when there's obviously dirt in the snow and there's the potential to damage a really good pair of skis? And I know that you folks are able to get skis pretty easily, but a good pair of skis is a good pair of skis, and maybe sometimes they're hard to come by. So what's your thought process when choosing a pair of skis when the snow conditions are less than ideal, meaning there might be rocks and dirt in the snow?
Yeah, I mean, I think the trick is spending as little time on them as possible, but so like I think, let's see, Tim was my tech this weekend, and he would, you know, during the little window of time before the qualifier, he gave me one and one because we had narrowed it down to two the day before, and I just did one lap and picked my ski so I'd stay off it as much as possible. But I think it's a little silly if someone were to not race on their best pair of skis because it's not good conditions, because like there's no more important race than a World Cup this year. So if you're going to, this is the place where you should be using your best skis. And if you destroy them, you can probably get them reground. But if you destroy them, you destroy them. At least you did it on a World Cup, you know. So I definitely am going on whatever pair of skis I think is the best that day. And I think that's the I think everyone on our team has the, there's no use in saving them because, especially this year without a championship, it's not like there's another race that's going to be more important that we're saving them for.
Okay, Last question here. It's been an interesting World Cup season on the women's sprint side. So, for example, Lynn Svahn from Sweden, who, you know, won her first World Cup earlier this year, and it was a sprint, has been on fire, and she won today.
Yeah, for a few, well, and Lampic too. Those two are definitely on streaks, which is, I mean, I think the women's sprinting this year has been really exciting because there are different people on the podium pretty much every weekend. I mean, of course, there are a few people who have gotten multiple podiums, but in years past, it's like you could predict pretty well who is going to be 1, 2, 3 most races. And this year, it's just kind of anyone's game, which I think is really cool for the sport and women's skiing. So yeah, as bittersweet as it is being fourth, I think it is exciting having, well, I guess Svahn and Lampic aren't exactly new faces at this point because they've done well this season, but new for the season being on the podium. And so I think that's all good for the sport.